Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
I want to welcome you to today's podcast. We're going to be doing lesson number 14, which is chapter number 14 in your Creative Studies book. Now, this is a very short podcast. It's only going to be four pages that we're going to be dealing with, but we're going to be dealing with verse study. So the objectives of this particular lesson are going to be as follows. You're going to be able to write a key verse for memory, explain how to do a verse study, do a verse study, create a chart to summarize your verse study, and create a verse study outline. And our key verse for this particular lesson is found in Psalms 119, 172. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. So as an introduction to this lesson, first off, you learned how to survey a Bible book and do a chapter study within that book. You learned how to study the paragraphs within a chapter. In this lesson, you'll learn how to study a single verse in detail. An example is provided, and you're given an opportunity to do a verse study in the four further study section of this chapter. So as you do a verse study, use all that you've learned in previous lessons about questioning and examining details of structure. So the method that we're going to use is defined here. First off, you're going to study the verse within its context, and that's step number one. So each verse must be interpreted within its context. The context is the surrounding verses of the passage where it's located. The context gives a complete message from God of which one verse is only a part. It's important that a single verse is not taken out of context and misinterpreted. This is often the practice of false teachers. Step number two, study related verses. So within the context, you'll discover verses related to the one you have selected for study, and they will be added. They will add more information to the verse that you're studying, and they also may provide a contrast or a comparison. Sometimes the verse that you are studying may relate to verses in another book of the Bible. So you can see an example of this in this chapter. So look up these references and study them also. Step number three, create a verse study chart. So select a title for the chart. On the verse study chart, record the name of the book, chapter, number, and verse number which you're studying. How you organize your chart will depend on the type of information you accumulate in your study. If you've completed the four further study assignments in the previous chapters, you have enough experience with studying charts that you'll be able to create your own original charts. You may use either a horizontal or vertical chart depending on the information you're recording. Step number four, create a verse study outline. So using the outlining skills you have developed in the previous assignments, create an outline of the verse. Select an appropriate title, main headings, and subheadings, and use the chart to help you prepare the outline of the verse. So an example of the method would be step one, study the verse within its context. So we selected Jude 1:11 as the verse to demonstrate the verse study method. In previous lessons, we studied this verse in its chapter and paragraph settings, so we have already completed the study of the verse within its context. So when you select a verse for study, examine it within its context first, which we've already done in this case. You do this by chapter and study skills, which you have learned in the previous two lessons. Also remember to consider the verse within its larger framework of the entire book in which it is located. The study of Jude 1:11 within its context is recorded on the verse study chart. Step number two, study related verses. So Jude 1:11 is related to other verses about false teachers. In chapters verses 5 and 7 give historical examples, and verses 12 through 13 give natural examples of false teachers. And Jude 1:11 is also related to three important Old Testament passages. First off, the story of Cain, which is in Genesis 4, 1 through 15, and 1 John 3, 12. The story of Balaam, which is Numbers 22 and 24, and the story of Korah, which is Numbers 16. So the study of these related verses are recorded on the summarizing chart in the outline. So step three, create a verse study chart. So go ahead and look in your book and you'll see an example of this chart which follows. So we see here, here's an example of an outline of a verse. Old Testament examples of false teachers. So we have Jude chapter 1, verse 11. Roman numeral number 1, God says, woe to them who are false teachers. Roman number two, the reasons. Point A, they have gone the way of Cain. And subheading 1, Genesis 4, 1 through 15, he denied the plan of God that only through the shedding of blood are sins forgiven. And subpoint A, the truth is expressed in Hebrews 9, 22. Subpoint number 2, 1 John 3, 12, he slew his brother because his own works were evil. Now, in point B, they ran greedily after the error of Balaam. Subpoint 1, Numbers 22, 24, Balaam did anything for financial benefit. And to point C, they perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Old Testament spelt is Korah the way you see here. In point number 1, number 16, Korah denied the authority of God's chosen leadership. Roman numeral number 3, there's a progression of evil. So point A, first we go the wrong way. Point B, soon we are running readily in error. And point C, the end result is perishing. In Roman numeral number 5, we have other examples of false teachers in Jude 1. Point A, historical examples, verses 5 through 7. So subpoint 1 is Israel. Point 2, angels. And point 3, Sodom and Gomorrah. In point B, we have natural examples in verses 12 through 13. So we have point 1, subpoint 1, which is spots and feasts, 2, clouds without water, 3, trees without fruit, 4, raging waves, and 5, wandering stars. So you want to remember that in all Bible study methods, it's important that you apply what you have learned in verse study. How does this verse you've studied apply to your life and ministry? So you want to review the devotional method for guidance and application. So that's it for this particular lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in lesson number 15.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.